Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. How are you tonight? It is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric. We're going to have Gary and Chris. I think we're going to play a couple of segments of a four-part series from Bo Greitz, which I really liked. It's kind of a recent history. You know, it was made back in about the early 90s, but it's very interesting how things... And the more they change, the more they stay the same. So with that, I'd like to urge people to support the network, support your local activism, your local activists. Do something for freedom every day or you shall lose it. If you're not passing out your nullification flyers to everybody you know, you're taking a big risk, because should that day come up that you have to go into the witch's court, you're going to really wish that every single person in that jury pool knows about jury nullification, that it's their right and it's their duty. Meaning, not only can they must. I mean, it's the only righteous thing to do is to judge both the law and the facts for any case that comes before a jury and not be intimidated or manipulated or coerced by the judge into believing that somehow you can only interpret the law the way they give it to you. The juror and the jury have the last say. They have the final say. They can say whatever they want without saying anything. Just nullify and say not guilty. You don't have to explain yourself if you're in that jury box. Don't let yourself get beat up and pushed around. Stand your ground, and that's how we retain our freedom. So if we'll probably talk for about, I think what we'll do is we'll chat till about 2015, or when that first break comes up, about 20 after. We'll play, we'll get into our segments, and we'll do three out of the four parts of the Bo Greitz interview. It's a presentation that he does. He's really good. Bo Greitz was the most highly decorated Green Beret in U.S. history. We played his clip before where he exposes the CIA as the biggest drug dealer in the world and lays out the facts and the figures and the names and the places, and boy, Frank, it's indisputable after listening to what he has to say that, once again, the Central Intelligence Agency is the biggest drug dealer in the world, and we don't have Jeff Sessions making one little peep about that. Boy, he'll make a big stink about a bunch of weed and, how it's such a problem. The states that want to legalize cannabis can't do that now. The federal government says, no, you're under a dictatorship. You're not under a republic. You're not a consortium of independent states. You are a, what? Here we go again. Well, we are a walking fiduciary instrument and a conscript in the witch's military. And that's how they look at us, and that's how we're treated every time we have an interaction with the government. So with that, I'd like to bring in Gary for a prayer and then talk to Chris for a few minutes. Gary, how are you tonight? Are you there? Gary, if you want to take yourself off mute and give us some brief comments and then take us into a prayer. How are you?
Thank you. I'm here. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm here. How are you tonight, Eric?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. We've had a good day. We've been working away at the winter project, getting the wood ready for winter. Because we burn wood basically all winter, okay? Yeah, so. Mike wants us to go into a prayer because he wants to get Bo Greitz up. By the way, Bo Greitz is a special friend of mine. I hope you know that.
Mentioned that before, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He was a great guy. I was at his place out in Idaho, and Jack McLam was his good friend, the fellow who started Aid and Abet, Jack McLam, okay, favorite. I don't know if Bo Greitz is still living or not for sure, but he had a place out there near Grangeville. So anyhow, let's go into a prayer because they want to get to some other thing, okay? We might read one verse here. He says, in John chapter 3, and this is the John the Apostle speaking in the epistles, and he says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. It could be not more clear put together. And what I like to do is always read scripture to point out what our Father says in the scripture. I try not to give my opinion. When I do, I always make sure about the opinion. Because the problem we have is we have too many opinions and not enough reading of the truth. So I'm going to read that one more time because this is, and they tell you from the pulpits of America, that the law has been done away with. Well, that means that sin's been done away with. I'm sure we recognize that that's not true. It says in verse 4 of chapter 3 of the third epistle of John, it says, or the first epistle of John, I'm sorry there, first, I'll get it right. And he says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Okay, so that is exactly where we're at. So we'll go to prayer and we'll ask our Father as we come to him tonight, as we understand the things that we do as men. We come very, very short of understanding and explaining what you've given us in your word. And it sure is great to be able to come before you, Father, as myself and as a pastor and a teacher, to suggest that we turn to him at this time, and we, each and every one who is sincere, ask for the repentance of the sin that we have committed, and knowingly or unknowingly. Our Father understands that, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins as we repent before him. So with repentance being the key word in our everyday life, it may take a time on a daily basis to look up or bow our head, whichever you choose to do, but to look up to the heavens, to our Father, and ask forgiveness for the sins as we do. And we're thankful, Father, that you're faithful and you're just to forgive us of our sins. And we ask this all in your divine name, so be it.
Thank you so much, Gary. Appreciate that. Chris, are you with us tonight? Hello,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, I am.
How are you, buddy? We got 10 minutes or so. Tell us what's on your mind. Is anything direction you want to take? You know, do you want to talk about some specific or things in general, or you know, kind of anywhere you want to take it, Chris?
Well, you know, Eric, the Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, and the related things that are going around it are still, I think, ever-present on everyone's mind, especially those listening to RBN that are awake and pay attention to these sorts of things. And there was something that occurred either yesterday or the day before. I'm not even clear what day it occurred, but I watched the video on it, and apparently there was some sort of a transmittal of a secret, either a hostage, protected individual, witness, or maybe an asset. It was suggested strongly that there was someone being kept on a 47th floor of one of the private buildings of Mandalay Bay's complex. I can't remember. It's an odd name building, Badera, something of that nature. And the individual was kept under the pseudonym of Bob Smith, a nice generic name. And apparently he was being transmitted in a caravan of several FBI SUVs in the Henderson, Nevada area, which is kind of south of town of Las Vegas here. And apparently there was some sort of a assault on the caravan, and I understand there were three people killed. I don't know if they got the witness, the target, or the suspect. I'm still not clear. Since the FBI has been handed over control of the proprietary investigative duties by the sheriff, not responsibly doing his own duty to investigate it himself with his sheriff's office and his mercenaries that have, are private foreign corporate mercenaries working under his administratorship as the sheriff, subject to the county commission. Of course, they don't know that he's signed away their public service duties to be private foreign corporate mercenaries instead to eliminate himself from the onerous obligations and dangers of what they do out there that might implicate him and transfer to his own personal responsibility for being the so-called director administrator for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Incorporated. And whenever he did this and transferred the responsibility for the investigative duties to the Federal Bureau of Invention of fabrication of evidence and covering up crimes, as they've been doing habitually for years and years in serial habitual pattern, practice, custom, and old-time tradition of the FBI of controlling the scenario to cover up the crimes from Watergate to 911 to Waco to Ruby Ridge to Malheur Wildlife Refuge, Times Square bomber. And you can go on and on and on. They've had a history of doing this, and in most cases they find some useful idiot, some mentally incompetent individual that's very dangerously compromised and disabled, likely on suicidal psychotropic drugs that have side effects far worse than the side effects of the condition they suffer from, causing them to be in danger of being manipulated, mind-controlled, and used as useful idiots to enable them, entrap them, ensnare them, give them the tools, the equipment, and the plot to carry out under the guise of protecting America or this is for the bigger cause or whatever else they hooey line they give them to get them convinced to cooperate. And then they swoop in like the great FBI that we used to think there were back in the LAS, Elliot Ness days and J. Edgar Hoover's days, the flaming faggot. And they swoop in and catch this guy they set up with all the equipment and gave him the plan so they'd know where he was and when he was going to do it and how he was going to carry it out so they knew where he'd be. That way they can look like the zero heroes and they can keep the money coming in to support their private foreign-owned for private profits agency corporation. So
yeah,
it's very, very dangerous for freedom and liberty not to know what's going on and to have this agency, which is a rogue agency, obviously. I know that there are Antifa agents inside the FBI here in Las Vegas that are anti-American, that are American terrorists here under cover of being FBI agents. Like, shall I name one? Matthew Schaefer and his partner.
Boy, is it ever dangerous for a free republic. It's the Hegelian dialectic in action. It's create the problem, create the problem.
Act, reaction, solution.
Yeah, problem, reaction, solution. Create the problem, offer the solution, right in as the savior, and it's called playing both sides of the game. That's why I'm really worried that we're seeing just another Bush administration inside the White House right now. Same old, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And once again, it's the Hegelian dialectic. This is an old, this is an ancient, you know, historically tried and tested tyranny that's been put upon people by the elite since the beginning of time when there were elites. There's been elites since the day one. They've gone to, because people kind of rise up and demand their freedom, the elites back off a little bit, but they don't go anywhere. They seem to just morph and move and relocate and readjust their plan. But the tyranny is seamless, and the tyranny of the local now is far worse than the tyranny of the federal. Look at what Chris was just talking about, the sheriff abdicating his responsibility as the chief peace officer by dishing off the investigation to the feds. Oh, boy, that's really smart. who's got the most propensity to be a liar? The federal government. Who's got the most propensity to bomb their own people? Federal government. Who's got the most propensity to do something Machiavellian, like, you know, could kill a few of the civilians, quote-unquote, a few of us, for the greater good, you know, so to speak, the federal government and all its three-letter agencies. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, and this is the thing. That's why local rule rules best. Whenever you bring in the federal beast system into the states, you're invading the proprietary territory. And now, I will give a caveat that there could and seem to very well be federal crimes broken here in the form of SEC violations, insider trading violations, stock manipulation trading. Like, if you're going to devise an event that you know is going to happen that appears to be anomalous, that has the illusion of being done by agents provocateur or foreign terrorists or jihads or Antifa or fascist disguised as anti-fascist Antifa, it makes no difference. If you know this is going to happen, pre-posting a bet, when you know the outcome is going to be carried out because you've paid people to do so, or at least you're on the inside track of those who did, as in this situation, Michael Chertoff, George Soros, who is funding the destruction of countries, including America, all around the world, Africa. He is a specialist. He's an economic terrorist. And this is an economic crime. It's a crime of unjust enrichment by having foreknowledge of something that is going to happen or perhaps making it happen, and then wagering on it in the form of a put bet that the stock is going to fall, because whenever you have a dramatic false flag agent provocateur provoked event, invented event, that is carried out, whether it was meant to kill a lot of people and harm a lot of people, I can't tell you, but the side effect was it did, and you can change the circumstances, but you can't change the consequences of the circumstances. And there you have the conundrum that Mr. Soros, Michael Chertoff, and the insider trading who sold his stock in the MGM in the Mandalay Bay prior to the event, back in August, I think it was, millions of shares, cut themselves a fat hog, and of course they could then buy back their positions for a pittance compared to what they sold it for, and still keep a large chunk of millions and millions, if not billions of dollars. And that is...
Boy, what a scam.
Absolutely. You know, when you dope horses, you know the horse ain't going to run. You bet against the other horse. Or maybe you got the lead horse, number one horse, and he lays down. In this case, you put a put bet on the stock prices falling when the terrorist bet was carried out like he planned it.
Boy, exactly. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We'll get to a couple of documentary segments later. We're going to chew up the first half hour here. We'll be back and talk for another 10 minutes or so after this break. You're listening to Eric and Gary and Chris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Good back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So is anybody as concerned as I am that we have pretty much what appears to be a kind of half-drugged-out lunatic in the White House that takes his marching orders from his, obviously, from his Zionist handlers? What in God's creation is Trump doing coming out of left field with a whole big blitzkrieg against Iran, starting off with economic sanctions and the beating of the war drums and the rumors of war and the frenzy to attack Iran, and right at the time we're about to go to war with North Korea, and Trump saying we've got to calm before the storm here and wait till you see what's coming, and we're going to make the hellfire on our enemies. And I mean, this is, it's getting a little scary with this, the wars and rumors of war. Do you agree, Gary and Chris?
Absolutely.
Who do we got? Rhonda, you want to? What's up, Rhonda? Good to hear from you.
Hey, hi, Eric. I have a question of Chris and of Gary. For Chris, I listened to Mike Rivero's show, and I got to tell you, Chris, I was sitting on pins and needles waiting for the end result. I don't know what was wrong with Mike Rivero today, but he was like off kilter or something, because I wanted to listen to what you said. You know, your question and your comment about Vegas, and I appreciate everything you bring to the table there, but I was waiting for it, and I'm surprised he kind of shut you down, and I don't know why he did that, because I was like, waiting for it. What? Who is that?
So yeah, apparently Mike was just commenting that they might be, you know, tired of talking about the Vegas shooting on some of the other broadcasts.
Well, I guess so, but I think Chris had something really good to bring to the table. I get it. But Chris had something.
Sure.
He was, Well, that was what I was
saying. Rhonda, Michael did let me get quite a bit of what I was talking about. And like I say, the information about that event, because the FBI is in charge of it, is pretty sparse. And with them covering up to hide what's going on, to cover up their complicity in whatever role they may have had in either carrying out, enabling, or perhaps at least aiding and abetting others to cover up their crimes, to provide cover for him in what was obviously a politically motivated event with multiple different dimensional aspects, not the least of which is the small arms treaty, the trying to create the fear, fantasy and vision is reality, that the guns are the problem when it's really the people and the drugs that are the problem. If
right,
you
Chris,
invite terrorists to... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't... You know, I was like sitting waiting on pins and needles, and he kind of shut you down. And I saw it with a couple callers. Wait, no, I saw it with a couple callers today, and it kind of turned me off. I was like, wow, Mike Rivera's he has a choleric... You know, he's in the choleric mood today for personality.
What?
He's like, don't call me
Michael,
with your personal problems. But I wanted to hear what you had to say about that, because I was like on pins and needles, and I thought you were a great caller to his program. I thought you were an awesome caller to his program.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. The solution will be let Chris air out what he was talking about before, and Rhonda, since it was important to you, I'm sure it'll be important to our other listeners. We'll give Chris the time he needs to open that up. Hang there. We got a break coming up in about a minute, and we'll let now. I understand. Hold on. Can you hold that thought till after the break?
I want to ask Gary a question too. So
and then you hang right there, Rhonda. We're going to take a break. You stay with us, okay? So don't go anywhere.
We got about a minute and a half. It looks like, or 2 minutes.
About another minute and a half. Yeah. Now, about 30 seconds. Now, listen. I know where Mike, Rivera's coming from. I'm usually the same way that he is about, enough about the shooting, enough about this. I was that way pretty much about every false flag, mass shoot, staged event, Lee Harvey, Ben Paddock.
That's important to say.
Yeah, we're going to get to we'll get to that right after the break, Rhonda, so don't go anywhere.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And I know where Rivera's coming from, because it gets to be too much, but let me tell you why I think this one's different when we come back after this break, and why I think that this one
you
does.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the network. I'm going to give out the address. I got to get my book out here and give out the address where people, the number and the address where people can call and either call or mail support to the network if you wish broadcasts like this to continue. The only way we can do it is through your support. It's good to hear we have some new sponsors coming on board. This sounds like an interesting broadcast coming up on Saturdays. What, In Defense of Humanity, was it called? I'm going to check that out, I think, on Saturday. So Republic Broadcast has interesting broadcasting throughout the weekend as well as the week. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We have Rhonda who called in and is really interested, and so am I, in what Chris has to say about this shooting. And here's why. One of the top reasons that I'm really interested in this shooting more than the other ones, and I don't like to fall into the mass media hype, and, you know, it's important that at the same time we place importance on these mass assaults and shootings, while at the same time not letting the enemy have control of our mind. And I think I know where Rivero's coming from. You don't want to give in to the enemy. We know that there's forces that are behind this that go beyond Mr. Lee Harvey Ben Paddock, who is the new useful patsy du jour for the three-letter agency, you know, staged mass shootings, and it's obvious that's what this is. Just from the police transcripts and audio and video, I can show, and if the police want to refute this, this is great, but they're the ones who said it. We have shooters on the 4th floor, the 29th floor, and the 32nd floor just, oh, and I'm sorry, one of the officers in his transmission indicated there was gunfire coming from one of the gates. I believe it was gate 6 or gate 7. Fire coming from on the ground. And if we get into Lori's analysis, which is highly scientific and extremely detail-oriented, confirms most of those reports from the earliest reports from the scene. And those are the reports that are the best ones to go by. The first reports, the first impressions, the first witnesses before the agencies come in with their dust brooms and Windex and 409 and clean everything, sterilize the story and destroy the evidence and bury the video camera from all the videos. I mean, please, people, the casinos are the most heavily surveilled. They probably do have cameras in the bathrooms there, okay? And they're just not telling anybody. They got so many. I mean, everywhere. It is. They have more free reign to invade people's personal privacy and personal liberty than the government does. And believe me, they're going to do it. I haven't seen one, video of anything that other than what the government wants to promote and prop up the party line. Okay, so now there's so much evidence. First of all, this comes at a time when it's just too convenient. When the government's about to take the people off to war, they need to have a convenient distraction at home. So people, hey, whatever happened? Notice how people aren't paying as much attention to the Bundys. We're being held right up the road from where this shooting takes place. Take everybody's attention off the atrocities being committed by the corporate government against the Bundys and Tom LaGuevara and all the patriots under this patriot persecution, while simultaneously sending the boys and girls off to die, someone else's boys and girls off to... I'm sure the Trump children are not going to be picking up any rifle and putting on their gear and their 80-pound pack and going off to any war overseas. I'm sure that's not going to... I'm sure Pelosi... I'm sure... How many of these people pimping the war in our corporate government are actually going to pick up the gun and go fight and kill and be killed? They're not going to do it. They're going to cowardly sit back and say, hey, here, I'll pay you guys a whole bunch of money to go do this. And they get people who don't have a lot of money who are willing to go off and join the military and for a good paycheck and, perks and a benefit in the future and a good job and free movie tickets and discounted football tickets and all the other perks they get. They go off and then do what they have to do. So we have... people who are willing to be bought and people who are willing to buy other people to do their bidding. And this is how we wound up with a corporate invasion force, nothing more than conquistadors and Roman legions that are exercising that world dominance overseas. The litany of reasons they come up with is, you're seeing them in the corporate media. So anyway, so this one is too convenient at too much of an important time. There are too many holes in this story right from the get-go. The story has collapsed just before the lying piece of crap government agents even opened their mouth. Their story was falling apart. I have the police. And the second thing is there's so much raw physical evidence right in front of us that show not only multiple shooters at the Mandalay, but shootings going on all over. I thought Lori's clip last night was going to be talking about eyewitnesses from the Mandalay Bay shooting, where everybody got killed.
Tropicana.
They were talking about the shooting at one of the other hotels. Was it the Bellagio, Chris, or was I
Tropicana,
wrong?
Tropicana, I mean, Bellagio, Caesars.
Amazing. So there are shootings going on from multiple different points of fire at the Mandalay. There's multiple shootings going on at multiple locations all over Las Vegas, and eyewitnesses. And not one word about this in the corporate media. They just wanted to say, Lee Harvey, Ben Paddock. Lee Harvey, Ben Paddock. Lee Harvey, Ben Paddock. Here's the dead body of Lee Harvey, Ben Paddock. With one rifle conveniently laid at a 45 angle about 24 inches from the right side of his body, and another rifle laid kind of in the opposite way at an exact 45-degree angle the other way on the left side of his body. I mean, this is so clearly staged. You'd have to be just gone off your rocker not to see. And by the way, who's got the most propensity? Historically, who's got the track record of being the biggest liars? Federal, state, and local government. Federal at the top of the list. So because
say,
they want
Eric,
to come in and scoop up. Yeah, go ahead, Gary. I mean, Chris.
Well, Rhonda was curious. There's so many different things, so multiple different dimensions, this full spectrum operation of deception. it's hard to keep track of them all. But what we do know is there was another shooter that was captured in Tennessee named Edmiston that had a bunch of similar weapons that were the same type that were used from that room. We don't know who used them. I am not willing to jump to the conclusion that this guy that was supposedly dead, that was likely a CIA pilot, was the actual shooter. He may have been the dupe, the useful idiot, or the jettisoned old guy that was no longer useful or become a liability. I don't doubt that. But I don't think he had the, you know, he may have had the skills. We didn't know about it, but I don't think he was the shooter that shot from two or three different locations on two or three different floors with two or three different types of weapons. He might have done one, possibly, but nobody's seen that. But what I do know is there were lots of nefarious stock transactions. There were pre-staging of the Mandalay Bay with Michael Chertoff, the first head of the TSA, which is really the Tsar's four troopers, the Oberstubenring from Nazi Germany, from Bolshevik Russia, the KGB. This is exactly what the TSA is. It's the see something, say something. It's the Central Federalist Soviet arm sweeping throughout the nation, assimilating the federal beast system into each and every state under the guise of terrorism protection, which terrorism is what the government does to the people, and that's exactly what they're doing. We also have lots of clamoring. Go ahead.
What I want to do is get I wanted to get Rhonda to see if you had to kind of satisfy what she wanted to hear. Now, Rhonda, what was Chris? Where did Chris leave off that you kind of
Michael,
continue? Go ahead, Rhonda.
You remember, Chris, that Michael cut you off at one point?
I think that was where I was talking about the Edmiston shooter in Tennessee. And he didn't want to go there, and sometimes he seems
a
little gatekeeper.
Let's go there, Chris, shall we?
Well, sure.
We'll do that.
The suggestion is that this guy was a spook, a CIA, NSA, DNI, or some private contractor agency that maybe worked for him on the side, and he was a hired hitman, effectively, an assassin, who was going in that direction. They had the Talladega Motor Speedway down there where he was headed to, supposedly, to carry out a similar type of terror-inducing event give the impression to the American people that we're under attack and no place where we gather together in large groups is safe because there could be an active shooter drill put on by FEMA or the Department of Homeland Security or some other agency, the FBI or other entities of the government, to give us the fear-inducing fantasy envisioned as reality, because ISIS is us. You know, we're funding them. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, and others in the so-called federal government, supposedly our representatives, representing their own interest of taking over this country, have sold out and are selling out this country, just like Hillary Clinton sold 30% of America's uranium supplies to Russia under the guise of Rosatom or Uranium One up on the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. That's what that was about. It was stealing uranium from Americans, stealing the land so they could sell it to the Russians, and then they could send the Russians here to mine it. And, of course, that becomes a good cover for an expeditionary or a revolutionary force to infiltrate under the guise of being construction workers, much like we do with USAID and our so-called Communist Corps of Engineers in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say that one thing that you don't want to do as an RBN host is you don't want to shut somebody down like Chris.
Here's no, I know. We got that
from.
Part.
Well, Eric, today, all day long, this is what I hear, from Rivero's show and then Scott Miller's show, I was like, what?
Rhonda, speak up nice and loud.
Oh, you don't want to shut down people. I was on pins and needles listening to Chris, and then Mike Rivero shut him down because he didn't feel like it for some reason. I don't know. Mike Rivero show. But my point is that Chris had something really important to say, and I wanted to hear it, and I couldn't hear it from his show, but I knew I'd listen to your show and hear it.
Well, that's
Rhonda,
cool.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, let me defend Mike Rivero.
Let me do something for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
What?
John Stadtmiller really gives most everybody a free rein ear to run their own show and to express freedom of speech. He may not agree with everything everyone says, but he gives them the opportunity to speak their mind. There are some hosts that limit that, unfortunately. And, you know, I don't know what their agenda is or what they're thinking or if they're on the bad side of the bed or what it is that day. I try not to disparage hosts on RBN any more than I have to. I have been called out and accused of being delusional on at least three times while I was on there, and then added a hominem tax three or four times after I was off the air where I couldn't defend myself.
I'm used to being attacked, assassinated,
and falsely accused.
Okay, well, no, we don't want that. Yeah, that's two wrongs don't make a right. Well, you know, but what in defense of Mike, he's got a lot to cover, and he likes to do the news and get through a lot of stories out there, and so I can understand why, in his format, you know, having the really going off on attack, and it's not down a rabbit hole, but it may be down a rabbit hole, but that's very real and needs to be gone down to get to the bottom of things. So, but he's got his thing, and I enjoy listening to his broadcast because he does cover
too.
A lot of different.
I do too, but
because he covers a lot of different, you know, a lot of different topics, and he wants to bring a lot into the table. That's good. And then when you come here, we can really dig in because it's later at night, and the news is kind of behind us for the day. And rather than me try to imitate what he does or him try to do my thing, you know, I can kind of pick up where Chris left off on his broadcast, so to speak, and we could compliment each other.
I'm listening to you, Eric, but listen, I knew Chris would be on talking his thing, but I was a little put off. I was a little put off that he cut Chris short because, again,
he's got a lot to cover, and he knew that you could hear Chris here tonight. To get into a little more, because I'm fine with it. I don't want Chris to blow his wad over at Mike Ribeiro's show. I want him to save some for this. You know what I'm saying? So that's fine.
Well,
we all do our thing, and everybody's doing their best.
I could hear Chris if Mike Ribeiro shut him down. I knew it could come to your show and hear him. The other thing is,
that gives me a niche.
Yeah, Michael Ribeiro was very choleric today. Because he was talking about certain subjects, and people would call in and talk about what he's talking about. And he goes, later on in the program, I don't know what was his problem, but he goes, I like Mike Ribeiro. I've listened to him a long time, and I still like him. But he goes, don't call in and talk to me about your problems about your cell phone. And then, ironically, Eric, and this is the sad part, then y'all, the person that called in about their cell phone, which he was just talking about, he couldn't be on the air yesterday because he had cell phone problems and internet problems. Mm-hmm. But the person that called in and told them about their problems, they're not going to donate to the program. You guys air a commercial after that? That's a problem. RBN needs to really not offend, if not placate their listeners, they need to at least not offend them.
Okay.
But
we're all here.
I'm a 1% caller, Eric. I don't call into many shows. I call into your show. I love your show. Love your show. I love your activism. You and me, we're on the same page, okay? As we know. Now, my I don't want to take up all your time, but Gary, I love Gary. I love what he brings to your program.
Thank you.
That he's a Christian, you know, that y'all are Christians, and that you really, you know, follow God and all that. And what I want to know, because we left it, I know, and I love Lori, too. God bless her. She's awesome. Love Lori Anderson. But when we left your program on Friday, and I know Lori took over most of the program on, was it Monday? But, you know, I love listening to her. But what I want to know, and this is mostly why I called, is one of your callers, he is very interesting. I think his name is Daryl. But he
Daryl from Alabama.
Confounded me. Yeah, he confused me and confounded me. And he knew he would, because he said, I don't think many of your callers are going to follow this, but Gary will understand it. You guys kind of got into a little bit, and Gary is kind of important to this part, is that your caller and Daryl, I think, wherever he was, said something about, and this is, I think, very, very intuitive, although he didn't understand that I didn't have anything to do with the person I was calling about with the vaccines. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I wasn't related to him. I did relate to my sister in that, and maybe that's where you got the correlation there. But I want to know, I really do, I'm really, really wanting to know. Gary said he did some research in the Bible about the surety. Remember the surety comment?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Where do I fit in that scheme of things? Because the woman...
Great question.
That, right? Where do I fit in that? Because I don't have any children, but I do have a heart for children that are getting ready to be vaccinated. So I'm kind of a bystander there. So, but I looked up surety, and that is, you know, guardianship or responsible. It means guardianship or responsibility for another. And I don't, mm-hmm. that is not me. I have no children. I don't have a husband. Never got married. Don't have any children. So I don't know where I fit in that scheme of things. But I really want to know what Gary has to say about the surety thing and the vaccinations. I think that's very fascinating. And I love your program for that, for those kind of intuitive, insightful, knowledgeable revelations. So if Gary is there, can he speak upon that? Because I know he did a little bit of research then, and I don't think Gary called, or Daryl called in again, but Gary wanted to talk more about that on Friday, and you guys had a special program on Monday, so he couldn't do that. So I really would love to hear about what he has to say about that.
Great. Gary?
Is he there?
I'm here. Eric, would you repeat that question?
Gary, I wanted to know, when Daryl called in, you guys talked about the surety, and I love learning about the Bible. Love it. I love it when you guys bring the Bible into your conversation. So I'm like a sponge. I'm like a sponge waiting to hear the answer, right, Gary?
Me too.
But, so what I want to know is when Daryl made the comment about, he made a comment about surety. And you came back with, and you said you did a little bit of research, and you came back with a word that started with a Z. Do you remember that? I went back and listened to the program.
Right.
Yeah. Started with a Z, Gary. But I want to know he was a little misled because he thought that I was personally involved, but I was talking about the woman with the vaccines in Michigan having to have her child vaccinated. But he called back and said it was sad, that poor girl, you know, that had to go through that. I think he thought it was me, but it wasn't me. But you made a really good point. You looked it up, surety, guardianship. I looked it up, Proverbs. But I want to know if you wanted to add something to that, because you said you would have something more to say about that.
Well, just forgive me for this moment. I the recollection that you brought up is fine. If I was mentioning something about Z, it might be the seals that are put in the forehead in chapter 7 of the book of Revelations.
Yep.
Okay. Where Yod Vashti will seal the 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, from the 12 tribes, excluding Dan. Dan is not mentioned there.
You know, I'm aware of the 12 tribes. You know what? I'm just going to ask you guys this question. I've had this question for a long time. and this is kind of a little bit off base, and I apologize for this, but I want to ask you, all right, so does anybody, and I apologize, this is kind of like in left field, but you know how Noah, it started out with Adam and Eve, and then God abolished all the people and left Noah and his tribe or whatever? But how do we, does anybody know the answer to this question? This has confounded me forever. How do we come up with all these different, like, you know, cultures, like Asian, Muslim, you know, white, black? How does anybody know the answer to that question? All the different cultures. Do you know that, Gary? Do you know? Can you answer that question?
Yeah, I can share the one that affects myself. Okay, and other folks like myself, but being one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay. The scriptures that we have given us.
Hey, Gary. Hold on one second. I don't want you to get cut off because we're about 1 minute away from a break, and I can tell this is going to be something that we don't want to have interrupted. No, wait, hold it. Can everybody wait for this until, because I want to hear a real explanation on this as well. This is very interesting. I want to, we're just about to come up against a break. We're going to take that break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the 12 tribes and and how many cultures spun off of Noah, and we'll just get into all this after the top of the hour. So it's Eric with Gary, Chris, and Rhonda. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We really appreciate you joining us. We get into things in depth tonight here on the broadcast, and thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. Stay with us on the RBN Network.
To breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.